Welcome to Frank Jordan's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Commentary. Insightful words to help your today be the beginning for a better tomorrow. Brought to you by NSC Immunition Products for the immune response and more. Now, here's Frank.
A pharmaceutical dream would be for a prestigious health committee to say you can quit measuring risk signs for your condition utilized for decades if you just take our drugs, possibly forever. Impossible? No, you're wrong. The good doctors and scientists who determined the new cholesterol guidelines presented at the recent meeting of the American Heart Association relied solely on randomized controlled clinical trials with no public comment prior to releasing conclusions. Doctors throughout the nation were shocked when the new guidelines were released November 14, 2013. Why? Because the physicians were being told to stop monitoring levels of LDL cholesterol after patients began taking statin medicines. That's the cholesterol type that increases risk of heart attacks and strokes. Doctors measuring cholesterol have for decades measured HDL and LDL cholesterol, and the ratio of these two factors has been a major determinant of supposedly dangerous levels of cholesterol in an individual. Let me clarify that cholesterol is needed in every cell of the body, and in itself is not bad, just overall unhealthy levels, including triglycerides. But what are HDL and LDL cholesterol? The combination of lipids and apoproteins is known as lipoprotein. Lipoproteins, in turn, are divided into two types, the first being low-density lipoprotein, or LDL, which is a combination of 25% apoproteins and 45% cholesterol, also commonly called bad cholesterol. LDL provides cholesterol for necessary body functions, but in excess, it promotes potentially damaging cholesterol accumulation in the artery walls. To calculate your total cholesterol level, add HDL plus LDL cholesterol levels plus 25% of the triglyceride levels. Now we are told that if you just take a statin drug, you don't have to worry about or ever measure again your LDL levels. How do you calculate a ratio with only one factor? Do you then take statins forever with no review? Only three questions were considered. Should doctors and patients aim for specific numerical target levels of LDL? Should doctors use drugs other than statins to drive LDL levels down? And should there be target levels for LDL plus other forms of harmful cholesterol linked to cardiovascular risk? The levels keep changing, and the benefits of statins seem to be accepted without sufficient consideration of known side effects for many. Lose weight, eat properly, supplement with NSEMG glucan, and keep monitoring LDL even if you are on a statin drug. Just one man's thoughts on being healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Super save with the NSC Cholesterol Package at 40% off for two great NSC products. Take the NSC Immunition Circulatory Formula to nutritionally fight back against threatening plaque built up by excess cholesterol. Add the NSC 24MG Glucan 30 count with nutritional benefits supported by beta-glucan research to help your body's immune cells neutralize excess cholesterol. To order the NSC Cholesterol Package, call toll-free 888-541-3997. That's 888-541-3997, or order online at nsc24.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The products mentioned are not intended to diagnose, mitigate, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Frank Jordan's commentary is brought to you by NSC. Call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com to get Frank's free gift for you of an NSC glucan sample valued at $15 with free shipping too. To join the NSC club or to purchase NSC products, call 888-541-3997 or go to nsc24.com.
This is Frank Jordan saying go in good faith and good health and be healthy, wealthy, and wise.